time we talked, which was not a long time ago, first on Mike Patterson. Mike's out of the hospital. He's at home. He's not with the team right now because he's home resting, trying to get him to recover from the pneumonia that he had. And he looks like he's going to be all right. It's just after you have something like that, it's tough to get your energy levels back up and make sure you can play and all that kind of stuff. So that's Mike. On Mike Vick, the last time we spoke, I told you his impact test wasn't back to baseline yet because of his, his reaction time. That's all back to normal. So today he'll be out here at practice, and we'll ease him back in. He's really in stage five of this rehab process, and if everything goes well today, hopefully, if I can get him in to see the independent neurologist tomorrow, he'll go see him. So that's Mike with LaShawn. LaShawn had symptoms the last time we spoke. Those symptoms are down. LaShawn over the weekend had a little bit of upper respiratory, cold type stuff. So he's back from that. He'll be out of practice today in a limited form. He'll do some stuff just to move around, get his legs back underneath him, see where he's at. If he's okay, we'll send him to the independent neurologist tomorrow if I can get him in, and we'll see how that goes. You know, yesterday Mike wasn't here because he had a little bit of what LaShawn had over the weekend, and that happens with a team where they pass it around. So those two guys are really coming along and are both in stage five, and we'll be back out of practice today in some form, and I'll monitor them, and the coaches know about them, and we'll just go as we go. With Selick, so Brent got hit on the first play of the game. You guys probably saw the TV copy where he got hit helmet to helmet after he was on the ground. He, by the time I got to him, he was okay. You know, he was fine, but he told me that he lost consciousness for a second or two. So with NFL rules and by our standards, he's got to come out of the game. That's why right away we announced that he was done. We took him inside, did neck x-rays on him because his neck was sore. They were fine. Dr. Dorsheimer evaluated him inside, and he was pretty good. He had a little bit of balance issues. When we saw him at halftime, he was even better than he was at the time of injury. And then by the end of the game, post-game, he was absolutely asymptomatic. He was, his balance was back. Everything was back to normal. Yesterday, we flew back here Sunday night. We brought him in yesterday. We didn't do a whole lot with him. He told me he was fine, had no symptoms yesterday. We had him rest, no meetings. We did an MRI on his neck just to make sure that was fine. And then this morning, we brought him in, and he's in phase one. He did impact testing this morning and is already back to baseline. So that's a good sign. And as I don't think I've told you guys as a group, but I live by the deal that if you've seen one concussion, you've seen one concussion. So here's a guy who actually lost consciousness for a short amount of time and his baseline's back to normal already. But our rehab process will go through the same thing. So he's in phase one today. He did everything with me this morning, rode the bike and did balance work and did a little bit of stuff on the table. We'll see how he does. If he does well overnight, he'll be in phase two tomorrow, and we'll see how he does. So you can see how all three of these concussions have acted differently. That's why we have the standards that we have. The reason that we've listed him out for the game is not because of NFL standards that are very high, but we feel like they have to get through those five phases of rehab, and it's impossible to do five phases in 4 days. So he'll miss Thursday's game, and we'll work with him up through this weekend and see how he's doing. Any questions?
For Vic and McCoy, you mentioned contact, needing contact. Is that going to be done today or tomorrow?
Well, this is a non-contact practice. I think the practice will be very similar to a Friday.
Okay.
So they'll get a little bit of run around and get their legs back underneath them, let Michael throw a little bit, let LaShawn run and catch and all that. And then if we need to get contact with them more, it'll probably will be tomorrow, and that'll just be with us. There's no way to have contact with these guys. I can't go back to training camp right now.
They have to pass the independent test before they do contact?
They don't have to. They have to pass the independent before they go back into a game. So some of the contact stuff we may do before they see the independent, may not, but that's not a – you know, the independent's looking for some other stuff.
So Brent's out, definitely out for Thursday?
Yes. We announced that yesterday, I think, right, Derek?
We did. Rick, I missed the first part of that. Michael and Shady may play this Thursday.
Yeah, we're not listing them as out. They're still very much alive for things, and we'll see how they do today and take it day by day. And, of course, they have to get through this fifth phase. They have to get to the independent, which could be tomorrow, and they have to see Dr. Dorsheimer and get his clearance as well, which would be probably with the independent, two separate appointments, but on the same day.
Rick, what defines Brent's concussion, if you could? have symptoms that quickly? Like, how do you determine that he did have one?
Well, one of the signs of a concussion, if you're hitting the head, is loss of consciousness. That's the first thing, and he lost consciousness, and you know, he had some neck pain and whatnot. But he was a little out of it when we were coming off the field. But if you saw it, it was a long run for me across the field, and by the time I got there, he was up and running the other way. But then when we got to the bench, he knew he got hit in the head, and he was a little out of it, and then his balance was off inside. So we know that he had a concussion. I think it's odd to people to see that he lost consciousness, and then everything came back to normal very quickly.
In Mike Patterson's case, is the illness only him, or has it spread at all? Are you confident?
We're very, very worried about our team because we live like pack animals in here, you know. So we did a lot on Saturday morning to protect us before we left, and we're monitoring these guys. I've stood up in front of the team, said anybody who has any kind of symptoms, you got to come see me. Everybody that's a little bit sick, we get over to the doctor's office and that kind of thing. So, you know, right now we think we have it contained, but we're pretty worried about it.
Rick, with a hit like Brent's, do you use the replay monitor after he comes to the sideline to get any sense of what you went through?
It's a great question, and in Tampa it wasn't working. It was one of the first things I did was, because he was complaining of neck pain, and he said he lost consciousness. I wanted to see it on the monitor. I went over, and they said, it's not up and running. Yeah.
That's the first time.
It happens to you guys too, right?
Yeah. Is that the first time that's happened this year?
No, I wish I could tell you that it was, but it's not.